We've got a great event coming up.
For IFYS, down at the Rollerdrome in Caloundra, it's Hungry Hungry Hens. Good morning, Paul Morton.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So well.
12 months since I've been here.
It is. Have you been practicing? You've got your belly on a skateboard.
I tell you what.
Got Steph, your wife, running you in and out.
Yeah, we've been practicing.
Watching basket.
Absolutely. Yeah
great.
Yeah. As everybody should.
Paul's he's a Hungry Hens mastermind.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
It's like an ace player.
Yeah. That's right. It's no Fast and the Furious. But, you know, it's pretty good.
Hey, now, why are you doing this? I mean, this sounds like we're just going to give a whole lot of Easter eggs away, but there's method in your madness.
Oh, of course. And every year, I guess, we talk every year about the need for carers on the coast, and that's never gone away. And it's probably our biggest year of not having people to care for children. So at the moment, we need about 20 new carers.
Okay, so at the moment, you are 20 carers short, and this year is the smallest intake you've had.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, you know, over the years, you kind of see it starting to drop, and this year, in the last 12 months, is certainly our biggest year of drop. And it's not about necessarily us as an agency. It's about people, you know, kind of refocusing at the moment, and we understand that. But we're not going to continue not to make noise about the fact that
we need
kids in our community
carers.
That need foster carers.
Demand would have increased with the homelessness crisis
So you've got a number
problems.
Going up, and you've got a number going down. So, you know.
So who makes a good foster carer?
Oh, look, you know, the old myth is I have to be this or I have to be that. The truth is, if you've got love in your heart and you've got a good family structure and a good home where you can show love to a child, that's who we're looking for, you know. So the old days of, I'm not religious enough, or I work
full time,
I'm not married.
Yeah.
All of those myths that actually used to preclude people from becoming a carer. We've spent the last 20 years breaking that down.
You really have. And I mean, when you look around, like every time I see IFYS marketing and I hear that story that, you know, you can be anyone, we look around and you think, well, there are lots of families that there's only one parent, that everyone works full time, that kids are looked after by grandparents. That's completely normal.
It's a normal process.
It's a normal process. Yeah. And so that makes all of those sorts of people really great foster carers
too.
Absolutely.
And so, I love that you can jump onto your website, fostercare.com.au, and do the self-assessment. And if you are a bit worried, it's like, all right, well, do I fit into any of these categories? You can have a look at your frequently asked questions, look at some of the stories from some of the people that are involved and how they've helped people's lives. Yeah. It's a fantastic website, great source of info.
And it is really important to note that if you become a foster carer, there is great – what IFYS does is support you through that, support your family, support those kids that you're caring for, and you're not financially out of pocket. You don't have to be rich to be a foster carer.
Right. Yeah.
Those costs that are associated with that child are taken care of.
That's right.
The support is – excellent.
And you've met our team and you know our team, and, you know, those guys are in there. So we run a 24-hour service in terms of backup service for people when they really need it. So people aren't alone. You know, it's not one of those where it's a set and forget. Our team's there, and our team will be down there on next Thursday at the Rollerdrome. So if people want to come down and meet them. But the other part of what we get involved is really about partnering with you guys also to say thank you to the Sunshine Coast. Because whilst the brand of foster care is out there and we drive that brand strongly, the coast gives us an enormous amount of support in lots of other areas, you know, through our inclusive kids program, through our food programs, our community kitchens, our homelessness programs, the old church where, you know, we developed a 21-bed facility here on the Sunshine Coast last year that opened. You know, they're not possible without community. And that's what this is about.
John went to a breakfast with you last week and he came home raving about you're doing like dried fruit in bags into school so that kids got something to eat at school.
It's taken us years to find the right combination. And there was a great teacher at Budrum, Josie McCann, who kind of led this discussion with me at one point. And it's that key, you go, muesli bars are great, that sort of stuff, but they're made in factories where there's nuts and we still have a nut issue in this country, you know, it's not going away. And for us, it's the dried fruit is really a starting point. It's about how do we actually feed those kids, because at the moment, about 15% of all kids going to school go hungry. which go is to school just, hungry.
It's terrible. How do you expect them to learn anything?
So, and that's it. And then teachers are the ones who pick up that. You know, they're often feeding kids and, you know, supporting kids. And it's not by choice. I mean, kids are often victims of circumstance.
Oh, absolutely. And the trick is, isn't it, to make it something that the kids... You're not going to embarrass them by going, oh, didn't you have breakfast? Yes. So you've just got these bags of dried fruit there. Yep. Any kid can grab one, you know, whether they've just eaten six Weet-Bix and been dropped off their mum or they got nothing.
Yeah.
Anyone can grab one.
Yeah. And teachers know, you know, I mean, teachers know who's going hungry and, you know, they see the learning patterns. And there's some great schools doing some great stuff, you know, breakfast programs, et cetera.
Yeah.
But as teachers say, kids have got to get from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Mm.
And if you're not fueled at some point during the day, you're just going to lose it.
You don't stand a chance. No. I mean, was it France we found out? It's law. Everybody gets lunch. Yeah. Everybody gets a bread roll at lunchtime.
Yeah, yeah.
It's law.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Paul, that's just an aspect of what you're doing.
So much.
Much more.
We spent a week on this one, right?
Yes, absolutely. IFYS Foster Care. So that's fostercare.com.au. That's what Hungry Hens is all about this Thursday morning. Of course, you can still register as well. We've got a beautiful email in direct to Caroline. Did Caroline show you this email, Paul?
Yes. That was gorgeous.
Wasn't
that
a gorgeous Jaya saying, she said, look, you know, who do I need to speak to? Got to come in, need a meeting at the radio station. How am I, me and my twin, going to get there?
Yep.
And we've sorted Jaya and her twin
this out.
They will be there next Thursday.
It was a direct line of communication.
And I just hope they've been practicing.
Exactly right. Well, they're twins. Yeah,
practice, they could
be
guys. Doing
it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to be a part of it, all the details are at mixfm.com.au. Don't forget to click on win. And, of course, IFYS Foster Care. Make sure you check in with those guys as well. Paul Morton, you're beautiful. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, guys. Always lovely to see you. Thanks, Sunshine Coast.